and see if technology's on our side this time. Let's go back to the hotline. Lisa Roberson with the Chronicle-Telegram and the Medina Gazette joining us on our local beat with Lisa, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Lisa, how are you?
I am doing well. I'm here.
All right, good deal. Well, sometimes it's the weirdest thing. You just have to move left or right, and that's enough to shake things up with your cell phone to shift the signal one way or the other. But we're happy to have you on, as always, Lisa, and a lot of great things to talk about. And we'll start with this. The new Elyria Public Library Central Branch going in by Pioneer Park. Very, very cool stuff.
Yes, this was an anticipated decision that was going to be made by city and library officials. We have known for quite a while that they're going to have a new library in Elyria, so actually several new library components. And so now we have this idea of where it's going to go, right in the East Avenue 2nd Street location. The city has come together with their Community Improvement Corporation to help the library district purchase 12 downtown parcels, which will be the future site of the library. They want to move the library from the Washington Street location up towards downtown with the idea of bringing more people to the area.
Well, and it sounds like there were a few other locations that were certainly in consideration for the new spot here, but you mentioned some of the reasons there as to why they picked what they picked, and it seemed like a good chunk of the council was on board with this, but there were a couple that maybe weren't 100% on board. But at the end of the day, it sounds like they picked out the right spot. And about how long do you think it's going to take before we see the new library go up?
Well, this new library is not supposed to go up for a couple more years, and so they still have to go through the process of kind of closing on these properties, tearing these properties down, designing a new library. So we're still looking, you know, maybe a year and a half, 2 years out before people can see this new library come up. But it's going to be this great kind of area because it's going to back up into Pioneer Plaza. Everyone knows what Pioneer Plaza is in downtown Elyria. It's the place where the Invest Elyria has their farmer's market. It's where the two murals kind of butt up against each other in that nice big open space. One of the murals are actually going to be repainted on the new library because the building that has one mural, which is the train mural, has got to come down. So it's going to be kind of this space that's going to, the city is going to hope will be able to revitalize the area and kind of spur future development.
Yeah, you certainly can't miss it. If you've driven by there, or you've walked by there, you can see those murals from a long ways away. It really is a beautiful piece of artwork. Again, Lisa Roberson with the Chronicle-Telegram and Medina Gazette joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. It was a very, very busy week here in Elyria, and the Greater Lorain Young Marines are celebrating 53 years in business. An organization that some folks may not be too familiar with, but 53 years in business, a pretty impressive feat.
Yes. Well, the Young Marines is what's celebrating their 53rd anniversary. The Greater Lorain Young Marines has actually just been revitalized within the last year and a half. People thought they wanted to bring this organization back to give youngsters who may be thinking about joining the U.S. Marine Corps an opportunity to interact with those from a military background. And then in a short time, that unit has grown from like 6 to 33 members. And this was like their first big celebration to kind of honor all the work they've done in the last 20 months to put the program together.
And if you were in the area over the course of the last few days, I think if you went by the brand new Ely Stadium, you got the opportunity to see a lot of really special things out there. We knew about some of these. We talked about some of these last week with this past Friday, kind of being like the official unveiling to the general community about how special this new facility is. And one of the highlights for sure was the appearance of Tiana Bartoletta coming in and offering advice to some of the Elyria High School students as well. She had the opportunity to talk to some of the student athletes as well in a meet and greet last Saturday. And Lisa, it just sounded like that was a really awesome experience for the kids.
Yes, from everyone that I have spoken to since that has happened, the return of Tiana Bartoletta was such a great event. Everyone talked about how she was such a humble, passionate person and how she really connected with the kids. And she had this great message of how she worked to get where she's at. This is our Olympic gold medalist. She didn't just represent Elyria. She represented our state and our country. And so for her to come back home, the first time she's been back in 7 years, people have been really happy to welcome her back. And she kind of said that, you know, most of it, when she was in the thick of it, was just waking up each morning, putting on her sneakers, and getting to the track, and just kind of having to follow through every morning to get it done.
And I think that's certainly something that a lot of the kids who had attended the meet and greet came away with. A message, I think, that's sure, at its core sounds simple, but it's one thing to say it, another thing to do it. And I think the fact that a lot of those kids were there, they were able to kind of hear her story. And at the same time, they took a lot away from it. Even though, again, that's such a simple message, it's something I think a lot of the kids can get behind when you see someone so incredibly successful go through that and have all kinds of crazy success. We're talking about a three-time Olympic gold medalist. So it was great to see her talk to the kids, and reading about the story, it seems as though it gave a lot of the kids who attended a great deal of hope as well. Speaking of hope, Lisa, I think, you know, earlier in the week, actually I think it was earlier last week, there was an article talking about the Elyria schools hoping that the renewal levy is going to pass, because if it does, it keeps the schools in terrific financial shape.
Yes, we are on the short stretch to November 6th, general election, and so people will see issue 6 on their ballots in Elyria. This is a renewal of probably a 20-year-old operating levy that provides funding for, you know, support programs for students, you know, textbooks, technology, classroom supplies, all the kind of nuts and bolts to hold a district together. It's a 5-year, $4.95 million operating levy, and it brings in about $3.6 million each year. So it's a big chunk of change for the district, and so it's just renewing a levy that's been on the books for many, many years.
Yes, and of course we have talked about Issue 6 several times. Again, it's just an extension. It's not going to increase your taxes. I think that's very, very important to remember coming up here in a couple of weeks. Boy, I can't believe it's already that time. We are 2 weeks away, right? 2 weeks from today, people will go to the polls.
Yes, we are 2 weeks away, and we are already here thinking about how we're going to plan for that day and how we're going to make sure we're getting a lot of information out, especially in newsrooms. You're also planning for what you're going to eat that day, because that's a big part of coverage for Election Day.
What's the go-to typically as far as eats later on a night when you're putting your covers together for Election Day? You have any go-tos?
Well, we always have pizza, and there's always kind of a sandwich tray, vegetable snacks, everything that you can kind of put your hands on really quickly, because we're going to be here until election results come in and making sure that we get as much information to the next day's paper as possible, as well as posting online so people can have up-to-date information.
About how late do you stay at the office on a typical election day? I get, you know, every election day is going to be a little bit different. Some are going to be busier than others. But on a typical election day, what time do you leave the office?
You're leaving the office after 10, 11, 12 o'clock in the evening. You're waiting till election results roll in. If there is something that's happening in a couple polling locations where they can't get the results in, so a particular race is still close or contested, then you have to wait until those numbers come in. Because when people pick the paper up the next day, they want to know exactly how the race ended. They don't want to know, well, we went home at 9 o'clock and this is what the numbers were at 9 o'clock. So we wait until the last numbers come in.
Wow. Well, just a couple weeks away. We're getting awfully close here. 2 weeks from today, as a matter of fact. Lisa, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to doing it again next week.
Thank you for having me.